AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The work is painstaking in the French Alps. Crews are recovering remains and evidence from Germanwings Flight 9525. The crash site in the Alps is very steep. Crew members are brought down from choppers, one or two at a time, carrying clear plastic bags, evidence tags, and ropes. This woman lives in a nearby village. She says, we think of the crash all the time, when we're going to sleep and when we wake up. She says it's a really hard time for the families, and we want to share and tell them that they are not alone. Most pieces of the wreckage are smaller than a car door. At the Arab summit in Egypt, leaders are blaming Iran for the chaos in Yemen. The AP's Brian Rowan has the story.
The Arab leaders meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh have all weighed in about Yemen. Egypt's president, al-Sisi, has called the military action inevitable after intervention by a foreign power. Now, he's referring to what the Arab countries all assume is Iran. Yemeni rebels belong to a Shiite sect, and other countries are accusing Iran of backing them.
Yemen's embattled president is calling for his supporters to rise up in peaceful protest against the Houthi rebels. A large turnout is expected in Indianapolis for a rally that is just about to start against Indiana's newest law that opponents say could sanction discrimination against gay people. Republican Governor Mike Pence signed a bill Thursday prohibiting state laws that substantially burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious beliefs. It takes effect in July. Negotiations over Iran's nuclear program picked up pace today with the foreign ministers of France and Germany joining Secretary of State John Kerry in talks with Iran's top diplomat ahead of a looming end-of-March deadline for a preliminary deal. Al-Shabaab is claiming some of the gunmen escaped after a deadly 12-hour siege at a hotel in Somalia's capital. Somali special forces regained control of the hotel, which is popular with government officials and foreigners, this morning. This is AP Radio News. Britain's prime minister is rallying his party before May elections. He says the race will be close.
David Cameron says the election campaign is on a knife edge, telling a party rally that this isn't any election, this is a high-stakes one that can only be cut two ways, Conservative, his party, or Labour. Cameron believes a victory for him will see Britain on the rise, but if Labour's Ed Miliband triumphs, the clock will be turned back. The campaign officially kicks off Monday, when Parliament is dissolved before the May 7 vote. Polls suggest neither the Conservatives nor Labour will win a majority of seats. Charles de Ledesma, London.
One free throw in last night's Duke-Utah college basketball game could cost Las Vegas sportsbooks big bucks. The point spread was 5, and a free throw very late in that game gave Duke a 6-point victory, covering the spread, meaning those who bet on the Blue Devils are cashing in. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.